Kindred Post's sidewalk sandwich board reads, stamps, boxes, shipping services, handmade and Alaskan-made gifts, and good vibes. An image of a woman wearing an American flag hijab that reads, "We the People," is in the storefront, and just inside is a hoodie that reads, "Social Justice Hustle."
So when we first started Kindred Post, I'd had this dream to fill it with local art.
Artist and writer Kristi Nami Eriksson has owned the business for 3 years. Beyond post office-y stuff, it's known for selling artful jewelry, happening First Friday art gatherings, and tiny post office concerts. Still,
people come here every day to buy postcard stamps, and then they're always looking for postcards.
Eriksson had already tapped some of Juno's usual suspects for art, so a contest seemed in order. 250 submissions came in between July and August.
The image is of myself riding shirtless on this moose in front of a backdrop of an Alaskan wilderness.
Tom Chung teaches art at the University of Alaska Anchorage and is one of the 10 winners.
I don't see representations very often of Asian males, and so I use myself because it's a little bit of an act of rebellion, I guess, that I believe I live in a culture that says that I am not desirable or not beautiful, and so I place myself in these sort of images of desirability or masculinity to kind of rebel against that.
So I submitted 6 pieces, and the one they selected is called White Raven.
Crystal Whirl is a Juneau-based mixed media artist and business owner that works in paint and fashion design.
I like to acknowledge my Tlingit side using form line, and then I also like to acknowledge my Athabascan side through putting beadwork, floral patterns in my paintings. This one has a seaweed pattern that looks like a growing stem. There's a moon below Raven. You get the feeling that you're looking up into the sky, up at Raven, and this is coming down, and it feels also like you're underwater.
Additional winning images include a humpback whale in watercolor, a fox under the aurora, an image of a hand-embroidered umbrella. Some of the winning artists' names are recognizable, some not, including a kid's marker drawing of a large green dinosaur-like beast sort of hugging the Kindred Post store. Having a diversity of artists is important to store owner Eriksson, who studied social justice in college and co-founded a poetry slam in Juneau that is known for inclusiveness and empowering voice.
I had an equity clause built into the competition, so we wanted to prioritize artists who have otherwise had social marginalization and maybe not have had as much access to artistic opportunities as others.
Eriksson, her staff, and other community members judged.
So we would give preference to artists who self-identified as either a woman, LGBTQ, a person of color, or an indigenous person, artists who are experiencing a developmental disability, or just a disability.
I thought that was really great. I noticed that.
Tom Chung.
And we were allowed to write a little comment with our submission, and I wrote, "I'm a gay person of color that also lives with a disability." And it's not just, I guess, to give a leg up to people that might need a little more encouraging, but also being inclusive to all sorts of diversity. It expands the range of viewpoints that can be shared.
Why is that important to you, social justice and equity? Why is that a part of your business?
Our success is tied to the success of our neighborhood, of our city, of our community. And so if you have that type of commitment to the place or the people that you belong to, then the question for me would be, why would you not be committed to social justice? Why would you not want to raise up and work towards equality for all of its members?
In downtown Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.